This is the Game Misconduct Podcast with Don LaGreca.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Game Misconduct. This is a big one. The playoffs are finally here. You work all season long to get that chance to go to the postseason. And finally, it happened. But before you get crazy, we still have to dive into the draft lottery last night. Kind of crazy night when you consider all this garbage talk about tanking. You got to lose. Oh, my God. How did the Devils win that game against Florida to close out the season? How did the Rangers win that game against Pittsburgh in overtime to close out the season? They're killing their chances of getting a high pick. Well, guess what? The Devils, the Rangers, the Blackhawks, all were not the worst teams in the National Hockey League. And guess what? The Devils win the draft lottery, which means they'll likely take Jack Hughes, I would think. But even if they take Kakko, the fact is that they're going to have three first overall picks on their roster next year with Nico Hischier. And, of course, don't forget, Taylor Hall was a first overall pick for the Edmonton Oilers back in the day. The Rangers finally in the top three for the first time in franchise history get the number two pick. And the Chicago Blackhawks, who are a good team with a lot of talent and almost made the playoffs this year, have a chance to add a real good player as well. This looks like it's going to be a pretty deep draft. We'll have Craig Button on coming up in the next couple of weeks. Let's get through the playoffs and get you prepared for the draft. But it was kind of a wacky night. Probably the right thing that Colorado got the fourth overall pick. And I know Avalanche fans are a little disappointed, but still, it's not really your pick. You got it. You earned it. Ottawa decided to not give you last year's first round pick. They took Brady Tkachuk and to give you this year's first round pick. But I guess there would have been a little injustice in the world if a team that made the playoffs ended up getting the first overall pick with all the talent that the Avalanche have already. But I'm sure there's some disappointment. I thought the Los Angeles Kings were pretty cute on Twitter last night, tweeting out their celebrations against the Rangers in the 14 Cup final, the Devils in the 12 Cup final, and their celebration against the Blackhawks in the conference final in 2014, saying, now we're even, because they won and beat those teams, and now those teams beat out the Kings, who are much worse than the three teams that had the pick ahead of them. So kind of a crazy night for sure, and we'll break it all down. But congratulations to the Devils. I know Ranger fans are very, very excited as Kaapo Kakko looks like he's going to be a New York Ranger, and we'll talk about that, and we'll dissect it as we get closer and closer to the draft. But, of course, the playoffs begin tonight. Five series will get underway. Blue Jackets and the Lightning. And we preview this. I got Columbus losing in five. It's so hard to even come up with a scenario in which the Blue Jackets can win this series. I mean, they've gotten crushed by Tampa all year long. Tampa tied the record for wins in a season. The Blue Jackets, I still have to believe that how they played after the trade deadline, they're very disappointed. I talked to some of the Blue Jackets people on Friday when they were at the Garden to take on the Rangers, and they were trying to spin it that, hey, we just wanted to make the playoffs. I doubt that very seriously. I mean, I said it on this podcast before. I believe they made those deals to try to win the division, stay in the top three in the Metro, so they wouldn't have to face Tampa until the conference final. To me, this is a death sentence. I mean, they're going to go out in the first round like they always do, and I think the Blue Jackets are really going to make some changes during the course of the offseason. If they beat Tampa, more power to them, okay? But they made those trades not to solidify a playoff spot. They made those trades to specifically stay away from Tampa in the first round of the playoffs, and that's exactly what they got. Now, they played well down the stretch of the season. There's no question just to be able to get in, but overall, since the deadline, they have to consider that a disappointment. Now, the way they can change that is that they keep Duchesne, they keep Dzingel, they find a way to keep Bobrovsky and Panarin, and then they go for it next year. They'll be that much of a better team for it, but all the speculation is maybe they keep Dzingel, but for the most part, they're going to lose all those free agents, and they're going to be a team that's going to be in a rebuild and might have to do it without the people that they have. They're running the franchise right now, and there's a lot of talk that John Davidson is becoming the next president of the Rangers, so he could be gone. Tortorella could be fired. Kekarainen could be let go as the general manager, so we'll see how it goes. But Tampa, best team in the National Hockey League that we've seen at least since that 95-96 Detroit Red Wing team, and they're going to try to avoid the same fate as that Red Wing team that lost in the third round of the playoffs. But every journey starts with the first step, and it begins tonight in Tampa between the Lightning and the Blue Jackets. And I guess we'll see how healthy Victor Hedman is going to be during all of this, because that's going to be the problem, is will they be able to have him be healthy in this playoff series? Because I do think Tampa does come back down to earth if he is not at 100%. He's participating in practice fully. I think he'll be in the lineup tonight. But if he's not 100%, that could bring Tampa back to the pack. He's only one of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League. So we'll see how that all goes down tonight. So that'll be game one coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern. At 7:30 Eastern, the Penguins and the Islanders. I'm getting a lot of pushback from people that I'm predicting the Islanders to win in seven. Everybody seems to be poised to pick the Pittsburgh Penguins. But I will say this about the Islanders. They just seem to be so well coached, all right? And listen, Barry Trotz had his failures in Nashville and Washington before he won the Cup last year. But he always has his teams prepared. Those Nashville teams, I think, overachieved for the most part while he was there. And then he finally was able to get Pittsburgh down. And not a lot of those failures were when Washington lost to Pittsburgh were while Barry Trotz was the head coach of the team. Okay, so don't put it all on Barry. So he's had his failures for sure. And Pittsburgh, they've won two Stanley Cups, and they've got the better talent. There's no question. The Islanders do not have a Sidney Crosby. They do not have a Evgeny Malkin. They don't have a Chris Letang. I get that. They don't have a Gensel. They don't have a Kessel. I understand from a talent standpoint. But a lot of that is on the offensive side of the puck. The Islanders play a defensive structure which wins in the National Hockey League. They don't have a lot of experience in goal. Matter of fact, the guy they're going to go with, Leonard, has less experience than Greiss in the playoffs. But there's not going to be a lot of shots. I think the Islanders' problem has been their penalty power play, which has struggled all year. But it's not like that Penguins kill is anything great. So I do love the Islanders in this. But, you know, here's the thing I would say about tonight's game. You work so hard to get home ice advantage. The Islanders have home ice for the first time since 1988. You don't want to squander it in the very first game of the playoffs. You don't want to squander it. So let's get to work here and see if they can get it done. Blues and the Jets from Winnipeg. This is going to be a classic series. It really is going to be. The Blues have been the best team in the National Hockey League outside of Tampa since January 2nd. Winnipeg has kind of stumbled along, but Dave Maloney made a great point in our broadcast over the weekend. I forget whether it was in Pittsburgh or the home game against Columbus, about Nashville and Winnipeg. Sometimes when you don't have the season you had the year before, sometimes it's just, you know, you're going to make the playoffs, and maybe the mentality wasn't there down the stretch that it should have been. Was it important for Winnipeg or Nashville to win their divisions? As much as it was to just make sure you got into the playoffs. It meant so much to St. Louis that really drove down the stretch. But if you look at Nashville and Winnipeg, they look like a shell of what they were last year. Is that a psychological ploy that they just couldn't get themselves fired up because of how good they were last year? Or is there something seriously wrong? I don't think Hullabuck has been as good as he was last year. But in my pick of the Jets, I think that he will find himself in the postseason. Bennington has never played in the playoffs before. So maybe that's an advantage that the Blues, that the Jets will have. Line A, I think, will wake up. Shifley, Wheeler, they got Bufflin back and healthy. They're hopefully going to get Morrissey back before the series is over. So that begins tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern time. At 9:30, it's the Stars and the Predators. So that's going to be an 8:30 start in Nashville because they want to try to space out all the time. I think the Stars, much like the Islanders, are built for the postseason. Now the question is, just like the Islanders, who is going to step up? Is it going to be Sagan? Is it going to be Ben? Is it going to be Klingberg? Is it going to be Zuccarello? Is it going to be any number of the guys that they've had that have really maybe underachieved for the most part in the regular season for Dallas? Those are the guys that I think that want to step up. But to me, a guy that I look at that I think can really carry the day for the Dallas Stars is Radulov. I mean, he's a guy that had 29 goals during the course of the year. He's been to the playoffs consistently in his National Hockey League career. That is a guy that maybe can pick up the slack offensively for Dallas. Nashville's basically about Rene. They're basically about their defense. But you do have some offensive weapons there. Johansson, Forsberg, Arvidsson. They do seem a little top-heavy to me. But I do think Dallas can steal the series. Golden Knights and Sharks, the battle of the underachievers, the battle of the guys that just didn't seem to play well March into April. Fleury is back, but as EJ Erratic pointed out earlier in the week, he came back the final two games of Vegas, still ended up losing those games. The Sharks, maybe they have a chance to flip it on. And if they do, then I think the Sharks can be a team that can contend for the Cup because they do have a lot of good players. You know, Pavelski is back and healthy. We'll see how healthy Carlson is going to be in this series because I think they desperately need him. And, of course, he's auditioning for the chance to see if he's going to re-sign there. but everybody knows how good this San Jose Shark team can be and is when they seem to play the way they want to play. And they didn't do it consistently all year long. But with Carlson back in the fold, okay, Burns, Vlasic, this is still a great defensive team. Thornton is back and healthy. Pavelski's back and healthy. They should be able to score. Will Jones and Dell play well? Will the players in front of him reduce the quality of shots? It seems like they don't face a lot of shots, but the shots they face are high quality, a lot of odd man rushes. They've got to clean that up. So I think game one's also very important for the Sharks, because if they play well and they beat Vegas, one of the only wins they had down the stretch that were meaningful was an overtime victory against the Golden Knights, that maybe they can kind of sway me a little bit. I think they're one and done. I give Vegas the nod because the goaltending is better with Fleury. I don't think either of these teams are going to make a run. I'm looking at a lot of my colleagues are just really buying into Vegas. I think last year was different. I think they're the hunted this year. I don't think they're quite as good as they were last year. The Stone deal has not solidified that scoring the way that people thought it was going to. Carlson's not having as good a year as he did last year, so I'm not sure they're as good. Now, Fleury can steal it, and that's the one X factor, and I think Fleury is better than the goaltending for San Jose, and I think Fleury's better than a lot of the goaltending that Vegas would face if Vegas can advance through the San Jose team, but I don't think either of these teams are making a run. I need to be convinced otherwise, and we'll see if that ends up being the case down the stretch here, and you can convince me by flipping that switch, and we'll see if both teams have a chance to do that. All right, let's hear from you, at Don LaGreca, hashtag game misconduct. Oh, yeah, before we do that, I also want to thank all of the people that entered the Don LaGreca Ice Pick Bracket Challenge. I just got an update on the number of people. Over 8,000 entries. Over 8,000. And you can still participate. So all you have to do is if you go to NHL.com for the Bracket Challenge, and I'll give you the details here as soon as I punch it up here on my computer. Yeah, just go to bracketchallenge.nhl.com/leagues/Don LaGreca ice picks bracket. You can go find it on NHL.com. You could search for it. 8,500. We're banging the door on 8,600 entries so far. I'm so proud of you guys. You guys are the coolest. And the winner will get to go to a hockey game with me, a chance to win some jerseys, and, of course, the big grand prize that the NHL gives out for the 100 grand. So 8,583 have already participated. So go to bracketchallenge.nhl.com/leagues/Don LaGreca ice pick bracket and get a chance that you can follow it all season long. I can't wait to fill mine out. I haven't even done it yet, so I got to do a better job of getting my my brackets done. It's free, but have some fun with it, because I think the one positive of what I think is just a garbage way that the playoff format is that you do have a bracket and you can have a bracket challenge. So that was fun. So, all right, let's hear from you. Christian says, have you seen anything from Kaapo Kakko? And if so, what do you think about him and his potential? From what I hear, and Craig Button talked about this a lot, is that he's a winger that can play center and he's a finisher. And the Rangers haven't had that since Jaromir Jagr. So that's what I hear about this guy, can flat out score. And there are people that believe that Kakko can go before Hughes. So we'll see. But it seems like a lot of the Rangers people are set on Kakko being the number two pick. So that's what I'm hearing about him. He's a finisher. And even though you usually like to draft centers more than wingers, he can play the middle, which is important, and play in the middle, which is also important, but he's also a finisher, which I think is probably key to what the Rangers are going to try to do. James says, I'm in your bracket challenge. While I live in California now, I will fly back to go to join you at a Rangers game. I love my Bruins and Sharks, but I have them falling out in the second round. Bruins in the second round and the Sharks in the first round. I don't disagree. I really started to lean towards maybe Boston beating Tampa. I still think they're the only team that can, but I still have Tampa going to the finals. Jake says, very hesitant to pick the Lightning to win it all. Although they have been hands down the best team all year, it seems like every team that wins the President's Trophy never wins the Cup. But some have, okay? So eight of them have in the 32 years they've been giving this thing out. So it's not like it never happens. But here's the thing. If you're only picking Tampa to lose because the President's Trophy winner percentage-wise always seems to fall short of winning the Stanley Cup, you got to ask yourself the question, well, then who's beating them? Because somebody's got to beat them. And when you look how good they are, the likelihood seems slim. Haywood says, For the Rangers, if they keep Kreider around, do you draft a center or another winger to help him? Well, Kako seems to be the guy they're going to pick, so that seems to be a little bit of a moot point there. Centers are the way you build, but they do seem to have a lot of guys, Anderson, Hedl, Howden, and, of course, Zibanejad. So, listen, I don't think you ever have too few centers. I think you want to have as many as you can. I think that Kako is going to probably end up being their guy. Guy says, the most wonderful time of the year, and this year, even though we're not in the playoffs, the hockey gods are smiling on the New York Rangers. All pressure is on New Jersey to make the right pick. Picking number two is easier. You take the guy the other teams don't. Your thoughts? Yes, but the consensus pick seems to be it's Hughes, all right? So if Hughes turns out to be the next Lawton, right, where it's a bust at first overall, I mean, this is the consensus number one pick. He's been the consensus number one pick forever. So it's not like they're going rogue and taking somebody that we never heard of, or there's a choice of three or four guys they can take at number one. We've been talking about Jack Hughes forever. So, yeah, it still falls on the Devils as their failure if they pick him and he doesn't turn out to be what people expected. But nobody is going to fault them for taking him. They're certainly not going out on a limb to pick him up. Richard says, first time in the top five, first time in the top two. Is Kako time for the Rangers? Embrace the rebuild. Life is good. A lot of Ranger fans certainly excited about getting the second pick overall, especially when you consider the fact that there are a lot of teams between them and the second worst team in the NHL. Forever TH says, who will be the next Canadiens team to get over the hump and win the Stanley Cup for that country? I feel the answer changes every year. Well, right now, Winnipeg and Calgary have excellent chances to win the Stanley Cup. I give Calgary the better odds. They've got home ice advantage throughout the entire run in the West. And if they get to the Stanley Cup final against Tampa, how ironic would that be? That would be on the 15th anniversary, the last time these two teams met in the Stanley Cup final back in 2004. I think we're going to get there. It's going to happen. It's not going to be Toronto this year in the East, but Winnipeg and Calgary, I think, have excellent chances to do it. Brendan says, hey, Don, is there any debate for New Jersey on who they will take between Kako and Hughes? Thanks, you're the best. Unless somebody knows something of New Jersey's thinking, everything is pointing it to it be Hughes. I don't know if they're going to think outside the box. It certainly fills a need. So I'm going to probably go with them taking Hughes, but we'll see. They do have a combine. A lot of things can happen as far as different conversations between now and when we actually get to draft day. But the consensus seems to be Hughes has been number one, hasn't changed. Kako, if you go back to World Juniors, was ranked somewhere around three or four, but now people believe that he is clearly the second best. So I think that's going to be 1-2. And I think it's great for the tri-state rivalry with the Rangers and the Devils to both have the draft picks, the rookies, both seem to be NHL ready, so that's really going to heat up a rivalry that has gone stale for a long, long time. Sam says, I'm glad the Rangers have the second pick, less pressure deciding who to pick first. But again, I don't believe that because Hughes just seems to be the consensus pick. Assuming Tampa wins the Cup, do you think the Rangers would trade the Jets and the Bolts first-round picks? Also, what's the likelihood of the Stars making the Western Conference Final? Four first-rounders would be nice. That's right, because of the Zuccarello trade, Rangers can get a first-round pick if Dallas makes it to the conference final. If Tampa wins the Cup, they get an additional first-round pick. It sounds to me like the Rangers are going to stockpile these picks, but you start to get so many of them that, yeah, maybe you start thinking about making a trade. And I give Dallas an excellent chance to get to the conference finals. I do. I think they're beating Nashville, and if you could beat Nashville, then you would be hooking up with the winner of St. Louis and Winnipeg, and I would give them a chance against them, too. So it's not out of the realm of possibilities. Troy says, any thoughts on the Devils adding Hughes to their young core of players, or do you see them picking a different player in the draft? Again, I think it's going to be Hughes, and that just seems to be the consensus. Phoenix Jets says, Don, does Rangers and Hawks moving up in the lottery get us more national games of these two teams? Sure hope so, because they aren't on TV enough. Obviously, there's a lot of sarcasm in that, because the Rangers and the Blackhawks play a lot of games on national television. No, but I think the Devils are on their way to playing a lot more nationally televised games, considering they will probably have Hughes. So let's see. A lot of people wanting to comment on the Hughes stuff, but we've kind of been there and done that. So congratulations to Ranger fans. You just seem very, very excited. AJ says, do you think drafting Hughes could have a domino effect of Hall staying and free agents wanting to come here. Well, if you look at Hall, how active he was on social media last night, tweeting, this is the fifth time, counting himself as being the first overall pick, that he's been on a team that has had that has won the draft lottery. It's crazy. This is the second time they've won the draft lottery since he's been a member of the New Jersey Devils. He still talked like a guy that plans on sticking around, but he's got another year left on his contract. Hey, it's about winning, AJ. If Hughes turns out to be a stud, Hischier continues to grow, they start making the right moves. Remember, they gave Ray Shiro a contract extension. Earlier in the season, they gave John Hines a contract extension. So apparently ownership is very happy with the direction this team is going into. If you're winning and they're on the cusp of doing something special, then I think Hall will stay. Tony says, hey, Don, best time of year starts tonight. I've got Vegas over Boston in your bracket challenge. Didn't want to go chalk. Will you be doing any hosting on Westwood One this year? I will be. Right now I'm scheduled to do the pre and post for the potential game five between Vegas and San Jose, and then the schedule will kind of go from there. But I will be doing some Westwood stuff coming up a little bit later on in the playoffs. Howie Denneroff, the producer over there, seems to like me, and I do appreciate that because I love talking hockey with the nation, and Game Misconduct is going to continue on every single day until we crown a Stanley Cup champion, and we'll do stuff for the draft and free agency and all that. I'm not going anywhere. So we'll be back with again tomorrow. We'll have a Wednesday to recap of five games. We'll have three games to preview for tomorrow. So we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Again, the best way to get in touch with me, at Don LaGreca, hashtag Game Misconduct. And there's still time before the puck drop to go to the Don LaGreca Ice Picks Playoff Bracket Challenge. Search for it on NHL.com. Already over 8,600 entries. So thank you so much for participating. We'll do this again tomorrow. This was the Wednesday edition of Game Misconduct.
Thanks for listening to the Game Misconduct podcast. Looking for more Don LaGreca? Hear him on the Michael K. Show weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York and worldwide on the ESPN app. And don't forget to subscribe to the Game Misconduct podcast on the ESPN app, Google Play Music, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.